ship is being filled. 1,000 thrills awaiting. We bid you come along with us and sow the seeds of rebellion. For the time is now, the hour has come, the young shall fill the streets, and they shall grab for the brass ring the whippiness from the hands of tyrants. The high and the mighty on their throne, their idols trample to the ground. Seeds are young, a new world is born, the way it ought to be. Who dare, who strong, they've got the guns, but we have got the numbers. Our time has come. Now follow us, and we will take you there.
Thank you. I'm voting Republican. job again so that my little Caitlin can be in the classroom with at least 30 other children. That way, she can be challenged by fighting for attention.
I'm a good Republican teacher. Women just can't be trusted to make decisions about their own bodies. Never, ever, ever.
I'm
going to
Republican. He's already kind of great outdoors. I'm voting Republican because corporations should not have to pay to clean up environmental damage. The EPA is an outmoded idea. People want clean water. Buy it in a bottle.
I'm voting Republican because I don't want to know if the food I'm eating has been genetically modified or exposed to radiation. I don't want to have to live with that fear, you know? So, if the label says it's good, that's good enough for me.
I'm voting Republican because I really enjoy being screwed by the utility company. We need more minorities in prison.
Hybrid cars.
I just don't feel I deserve health insurance.
The construction needs more billionaires.
I'm voting Republican because sometimes the Constitution is just one big inconvenient headache.
I think the whole world should be run by one big corporation. I think it would be so much cozier.
Because all
other
countries are inferior to us.
We should start as many wars as we need to
keep
it that way.
So I can stay in Iraq.
So I can go to Iraq.
We got it
listening to the Crystal Ship. This is Pirate Radio.
Welcome to the Poetry of Lyric,
where we explore the poetical beauty
in the lyrics of classical songs. I am your host, John Poet. Psychotherapy. By the Ramones. We dedicate this one to Commander Murphy. Psychotherapy. 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 That's what they want to give me. Psychotherapy. 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 All they want to give me, yeah. I am a teenage schizoid. The one your parents despise. Psychotherapy? Now I've got womanized. I am a teenage schizoid. Frank and muggings are fun. Psychotherapy is gonna kill someone. Psychotherapy. 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 It's what they want to give me. Psychotherapy. 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 All they want to give me, yeah. I like taking Tylenol. It keeps me edgy and mean. I am a teenage schizoid. I am a teenage dope fiend. I am a kid in the nut house. I am a kid in the psycho zone. Psychotherapy. I'm gonna burglarize your home. Psychotherapy. 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 That's what they want to give me. Psychotherapy. 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 It's all they want to give me. Yeah.
so beautiful? Yeah. This has been the poetry of lyrics. Until next time, stay beautiful.
Until I scream and people gather around. The moment's gone. Robert, I apologize.
I'm really, really sorry. I apologize unreservedly. I offer a complete and utter retraction. The imputation was totally without basis in fact and was in no way fair comment and was motivated purely by panic. And I deeply regret any distress of my comments may have caused you or your family. And I hereby undertake not to repeat any such slander at any time in the future.
Dear poet, I suppose I should be pissed off that you took my honesty to you and spreaded it all over your whiskey. But I'm not. In fact, much like many years ago, when you trust me with internet personality, you woke me up. You did it again. Please don't blame Cars for Mercy or any of the FRM folks. I've got a routine ISP number who have never showed up to see, so they could never confirm my fact of it. I'm to blame. No one else. I apologize to you and hope you won't continue such a thing. Too much sleep in this world, and I know I deserve your anger, but I do hope that you will eventually forgive me. Won't ever happen again, and as I said, you caused me to focus yet again on what really is important. The show, not the web page for this. Getting way too old to play this stupid game. Thank you for your wake-up call. You're a good guy, and sorry I have trouble with you. Commander
girl. My aunt had a little lamb puppet.
Liberal. I wrote, disenchanted with the continued appeasement of the Republican Party. This is a time to fight, not concede. But I have been disappointed with the president for quite a while. I didn't believe it was time for America to turn the corner in terms of political policy away from the past 8 years of corporate dictation of American domestic and foreign policy. Little did I know that America could not turn a corner when the country is going in circles. When this administration took office, the progressives began to ask questions about policies in Iraq and Afghanistan, and when the promised changes would occur. And in the blink of an eye, the true left-wingers went from favorite children to red-headed stepchildren. The catches for criticism for the progressives were dismissed by the current administration quite frankly, and these people were broke off from the new Democratic mainstream. That is, until now, when the progressives are expected to blindly support the president's re-election campaign without any question. In other words, the true lefties are welcome to contribute time and money, but not to policy. The first in line to support the current president are now the loud children in the back seat of the car who are told to shut up when the president will not achieve a second term. I'm not sure if this administration even deserves another 4 years in office. My major concern is that the corporate Democrats have taken over this administration. These middle-of-the-road milquetoasts are now in charge of the watering down of any decent chance for true change under President Obama. They seem to have encouraged the president to stand for everything, or in other words, stand for nothing. And now the promise of hope has grown into the sea of mediocrity known as compromise. Compromise that has been dictated in the name of liberal expediency in an attempt to appease the Republican Party. Instead, the president, with his approach, seems at best short-sighted and at worst cowardly. This continued knuckling under to the conservatives by this administration reminds me of the actions of a convert to the cult of St. Andrews. See, there are people who handle rattlesnakes and believe that their strong faith in God will protect them from the bites of the poisonous snake. However, each time President Obama tries to handle the Republican vipers, they seem to be encouraged to sink their faith into us with each attempt. The president seems to suffer from convenient amnesia because he is surprised every time that he makes deals with the GOP, he emerges with more and more snake bites due to his foolish belief in the integrity of Republican politics. Each attempt to enter the snake bait without any formal cost can only be seen as a disconnect from political reality. So instead of nurturing his political base, President Barack Obama is trying to appeal to people who are already beyond his political reach. From the weak health care package to the debt ceiling negotiations, this administration, instead of standing on its feet, approaches the right wing on its knees, waving its white flag, even before any term of surrender can be discussed. This lack of courage, embodied by the president, shows a disrespect to those who bought into his agenda and went to the wall to support him against both Hillary Clinton and John McCain. If this administration continues down this slippery slope, they can only hope for the support of the progressives in the Democratic Party, because its wishy-washy policies of appeasement toward the conservatives have left a bad taste in my mouth. Any invitation to ride in the Obama re-election car must be weighed against our current position in the back seat while being told to shut up and enjoy the ride. Is the American Jobs Act. In a nutshell, it looks to me a step in the right direction. This act will attempt to create jobs through government funding in construction, education, and veterans retraining while tightening the corporate tax break to fund this endeavor. This is the time for the president to plant his feet and fight, and show the Republican Party the audacity, hope, promised during his campaign. Especially since the Republican Party is preaching the Robin Hood free trade principle, a policy that has never been successful. The failure of that economic policy is based on the fact that the tax rate money is never reinvested in the economy, but placed back into the pockets of the rich. But the Republicans continue to sell their economic snake oil, and the time to offer a true alternative to this nonsense is now. If the president fails to stand his ground on his job legislation and attempts to reach across the aisle to get his hand slapped, I will think long and hard before casting my vote for him. I've grown worried if all this sound and fury signifying nothing approach to public policy practiced by this administration. It is time for the Democratic Party to act like a ruling party and tell the right wing to take it or leave it and make the GOP responsible for holding hostage the chances for economic recovery.
This is the radical with shot. From the fourth side. From the fourth side. From the fourth side. From the fourth side.
You are listening to The Crystal Ship. This is Pirate Radio. Yeah.
are listening to the Crystal Ship on the TCS Shortwave Relay Network. Head for the moon. Stop in at the Donner Pass Diner. Try our Donner family recipe. It don't taste like chicken. A sack puppet.
No, you're just a sack puppet. Don't call me a sack puppet. You're the damn sack puppet here. Probably a thought of what to do. You look like one.
He's not a thought. He's a very naughty boy.
This is developing into a very bad habit.
Yeah. you little thing.
You are listening to The Crystal Ship on the TCS Shortwave Relay Network.
My name is Juliana Montana, and you are listening to The Crystal Ship. If you would like to blast out this transmission, or maybe you just want to get into my pants, please email us at tcsshortwave@gmail.com. And maybe you'll get lucky. tcsshortwave@gmail.com.
Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu, you ladies of Spain. For we've received orders for to sail back to Boston. And so nevermore shall we see you again.